Now, we all want people to think well of us. We just do. But there's a line that we can cross where that turns into an ugly thing. It's called pride, and pride, well, it has some serious consequences. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Several times throughout the Bible, it refers to God's people as being stiff-necked. It's an interesting way to describe the stubbornness, the pride that sometimes creeps into the hearts of God's people. I'm guessing that it points to their unwillingness to bow their lives down in complete surrender to God. Remember when I was a young lad learning to ice skate? Now, physical coordination is not one of my great strengths, I have to tell you. So my bottom spent a lot of time making contact with the ice. But you know, every time I thought to myself, here you go, Bernie, you've got it. You're doing so well. And I'd look over at my mum and dad to show them how clever I was. Whoomper, down on my backside on the ice. It's what happens. Yeah, we live in a world where we're taught to be proud of who we are. The problem is, though, that pride so often comes before the fall. Whoomper. Pride's a terrible thing, and it's something that God always, always, always opposes. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives all the more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Pride is a trap that each one of us can fall into. It's about thinking more highly of ourselves than we should. And in the competitive world in which we live, so many people are so busy telling everyone else how good they are that they've forgotten this powerful truth. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. That's his word, fresh for you today. Like I said, pride is a trap that we can all fall into, especially if we spend most of our time playing by the world's rules. But God wants to set us free from all that stuff, and he does that through the power of his word. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.